And now, Happy Ending, starring Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy. From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a new romantic farce written especially for and starring those inimitable stars of stage, screen, and radio, Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy. This transcribed feature is another in a series of The Voice of the Army. Little Peter Lindsay and little Mary Mahoney had known each other since childhood. They lived in the same block, went to the same school, played on the same sandlot.
Hey, Mary. Mary, you gonna let me play on the team today, huh?
You will attend to your usual duties.
Gee whiz, Captain Waterboy again.
Yes, Peter Lindsay and Mary Mahoney were childhood sweethearts, but the course of true love did not run smooth. Sadie Hawkins Mahoney, Mary's mother, was determined that her daughter marry someone of a higher station in life than our young hero could ever hope to be. As she so delicately put it,
"If that young spalpeen doesn't quit mooning around here with those calf eyes of his, I'm going to wrap your father's shillelagh around his scrawny little neck."
When Mary imparted this information to our undaunted hero, he replied,
"Oh!"
and immediately entrained for the big city. Time marched relentlessly on. Months, years slipped past, and Mary left for the big city and college, accompanied by her mother.
Mother, darling, our luggage won't be up for some time yet. Let's get a soda in this little drugstore.
Fine, dear. Let's.
Mother, you order for me. There's a jukebox over by the fountain. I'll see if there's anything new on it.
All right, dear.
Your order, please.
Two chocolate sodas, please. Whipped cream on one. Make it whipped cream on both, boy.
The sun comes up and the sun goes down.
Mother, listen
hands
to this.
On the clock.
It's by the new singing star, Peter Lynn Hayes.
And it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't really care. I ain't a-figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair. That's just wasted effort. Water in the well's getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months or more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door, and the flies swarm in. I shut the door. I'm sweating again. I move too fast and I crack my shin. Just one darn thing after t'other. My old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. There's a mouse a-chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for at least a month or more. When he gets through there, he's sure gonna be sore. There ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling, he's so forlorn. The laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's a-settin' on a thorn. Just too tired to move over. Tin roof leaks and the chimney leans. There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. And I've ate the last of them pork and beans. can't depend on nothing. Cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Troubles pile up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes, debts and taxes, and so it goes. And I think I'm getting a cold in the nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Mary, that young man's voice sounds mighty familiar. What do you say his name is? Ah, never mind. Couldn't be. Couldn't be.
Couldn't be? Oh, no. Ha-ha. Come with me, folks. Come with me to one of the large broadcasting studios high above Manhattan's streets. There we find our hero in rehearsal.
Okay, fellas. Wait. Just a moment. Ready to try the next number? That certain party. Yes, sir. That certain party. Little Mary Mahoney.
That certain party of mine.
Has she got naughty eyes? Yes, she has got naughty eyes. That certain party. You know the one I mean. Sure, you know the one that I mean. That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes. She's not a smarty. Has she got loving ways? Sure, she has got loving ways. That certain party of mine.
Has she got you know what?
Why, yes, she has got you know what.
Boom.
That certain party.
Has she got, I forgot?
Why, yes, she has got, I forgot.
Cool.
That certain party of mine. You know what? I forgot this and that and quite a lot. What a smarty.
Has she got everything?
Yes, she has got everything.
Cool.
That certain party of mine.
Has she got naughty eyes? Yes, she's got naughty eyes. That certain party. My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, has she got? I forgot just what she's got. That certain party of mine. She's got naughty eyes, turned up nose.
Rosy cheeks, lots of pretty clothes.
And she's not a smarty, though.
Has she got loving ways? Yes, she has got loving ways. That certain party of mine.
Has she got a bank account?
Well, yes, she has got a bank account.
Has she got a large amount?
Woo-woo, has she got a large amount? That certain party of mine.
What's too uncertain?
That certain party of mine.
Okay, that ought to do it for now, gang. See you at the show. I've got to make a phone call. Operator, long distance? Good. I want to call the Tim Mahoney residence in Centerville. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you. Hello? Yes, operator? How much? Okay, here you are. Hello there. Is that you, Mr. Mahoney?
This is Tim Mahoney speaking. And who would be wanting me?
This is Peter Lindsay. May I speak to Mary?
Peter, me boy, how are you? Where have you been? What have you been doing? Sure, you know, I've wondered oftentimes about you. I never did share Sadie's opinion of you.
Yes, yes, Mr. Mahoney. I'm fine. I'm here in New York, but where's Mary? May I speak with her?
Ah, to be sure. It's Mary you want. Well, she and her mother left for New York yesterday.
Wow, do you mean that Mary is here in New York? Where is she staying?
Well, now, temporarily, they're visiting with my brother's widow. That was my brother Tom, the one older than me.
Yeah.
Died just 2 years ago. Pretty well fixed he was, too.
Yes, yes, but what about the address? Have you got the phone number? Never mind the phone number, just the address, Mr. Mahoney.
Yes, yes, I must have it somewhere. Sadie wrote it down before she left. Just a second. I must have it in one of these pockets.
Have you got it? Did you find it, Mr. Mahoney?
Yep. Here it is now. Now, just wait till I get my glasses on. There we are. They're staying with Mrs. Kathleen Mahoney, 3495 Broadway.
Good. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Yeah, moving sort of fast. Thank you, son.
Yeah, good bye. Taxi.
Personal, mister.
Well, to you, it'll have to be 3495 Broadway, but to me, it's straight to heaven and my darling, my darling.
My darling, I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day. My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once you kiss me, and there's not a thing I'm saying enough to say. My darling, my darling, get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
And that's the love story of little Peter Lindsay and little Mary Mahoney. What's that? What's that you say? The ending? The happy ending? Well, sure, there was one. Why, with Peter being such a big success and Mary loving him so much, how could it be any other way? As Sadie Hawkins Mahoney said after the wedding...
Whoever says I haven't got the best son-in-law in the world is going to find me twisting Tim Mahoney's shillelagh around his scrawny neck.
Now, before we ask Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy to join us before the mic for a little visit, I want to explain that the drama just presented was entirely fictional and did in no way attempt to depict the lives and loves of our stars.
Oh, you're so right there, Joe Ripley.
You certainly are. Mother was never like that. But seriously, Mr. Ripley, it's really been a pleasure to appear before your voice of the Army audience, and I know that Peter enjoyed it especially. You know, he's a former Air Force man.
Yeah?
Yes, Joe, that's right. And as a former serviceman, I should like very much to add my voice to your voice of the Army and stress a very timely and serious need, the need for more young physicians and dentists in the services. If you are a practicing physician, surgeon, or dentist, you may be commissioned in the grade for which you are qualified with $100 per month professional pay in addition to the normal pay and allowances of your grade. And you will have the vast resources of the United States Army and United States Air Force medical research facilities at your service. Physicians and dentists who are interested should write to the Surgeon General, United States Army, Washington 25, D.C., for full details. And now, Joe Ripley and friends, thanks very much and goodbye.
Thank you, Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy.
Bye now.
So long, you two. You've been wonderful. This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this station and starred Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy. Happy Ending was written by Staff Sergeant Martin Lemon and was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Joe Ripley speaking.
This transcribed feature was another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.